What do you call the cloth or rag for washing dishes?
A dish rag, I'd call it.
Okay. And what do you call a piece of cloth for drying dishes?
Dish towel.
And after taking a bath, a person dries himself with a...
towel.
What do you call the thing at the sink where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
And what do you call the same thing on a barrel?
Spigot.
And what about the same thing out in the yard?
Hydrant.
It got cold the other night and the water in the pipes froze and the pipes...
broke.
Okay. Would you use the word burst?
Yes, sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes it busted if it's pretty bad.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden container that might hold meal or flour?
You're speaking of barrel, that's what you want. You don't have those anymore.
In the old days, where would a store display lard or molasses? Have you ever heard the term a molasses stand or a lard stand? I didn't think so. I didn't think that was current around here either. To get a liquid from a larger container into a smaller container, you use a...
dipper.
Yeah, or something that you pour it through, shaped
funnel?
Like...
funnel?
Yeah.
Wrong, yeah.
To make a horse move, you crack a...
whip.
And to make an ox move, would you use a whip too, or would you use something else?
Well, you say a goad, but I never have seen anybody use a goad. I mean, most of the auction I ever saw, they crack the whips and control them largely by speaking. But I never have, they may use goads. They say an ox goad depends on who's... well, that's a different word, goad. That depends on who ox is goad. But that had nothing to do with driving. That's when you got in a fight.
When you buy groceries at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Bag.
Okay.
Now, one thing, if you get up in the mountainous section, they'll put in a poke.
Oh, they will?
Yes.
But they don't put it in a poke around here?
No.
Okay. And what would a bag be made out of?
Well, paper, ordinarily.
What's a very large bag made out of loosely woven cloth? Great big thing.
Sack.
Would you ever call it a particular kind of sack?
Well, they call them croaker sacks around here. It's these burlap bags. How you spell croaker sack, I don't know.
Okay. What's the amount of corn that can be milled at one time? Do you know? Do you have a term for that? Some people call it a turn of corn. Some people call it a grist.
Well, I never heard it. You hear them pick up a turn of most anything. Bring in a turn of wood or bring in... turn of cow out of turn or something. I never heard that referred to as corn.
Okay. Let's see. What's the amount of wood that can be carried at one time? Would you call that a turn?
Well, I guess that, yes, a man would call that. I'd call it an armful, but they...
okay.
We used to have niggers on the place that they bring in a turn of wood.
Okay. Well,
I'd get a turn of wood.
Well, if a person isn't carrying a full load, you might say he's carrying a...
turn, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
Have you ever used the term jag to mean a pot load? All right.
No, that's not really occurring around here. I never heard it before.
All right. When a woman is going to hang out the clothes, she carries them outside in a...
basket.
Okay. What do you call a wooden container that's smaller than a barrel?
Well, you're speaking of bucket or...
no, I'm talking about, well, like a powder.
Keg, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nail keg, yeah.
Yeah, nail keg. That's good. What do you call the metal bands around the barrel?
Call them hoops. Bands are usually showing up, mostly, but...
okay. What's the thing to put in the mouth of a bottle?
A cork, you mean? A stopper?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to use it anymore.
What's a cork made out of?
Made out of cork.
Okay, cork's made out of cork. That makes good sense.
I ran across a big cork and I put it in my little private shelf of backyard archaeology. You don't have corks anymore. If you go to try to find a cork, big cork, I don't expect you to. No matter, you can get one.
That may be true. My mother keeps a supply of them. You know, she saves things.
Yeah.
She's one of these people who saves everything.
Yeah.
And so she's always got a good supply of them, and I never tried to buy one.
You don't go to the drugstore, you put a cork in every bottle, but they don't have them anymore.